T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let me get to Cassie Smedley with the RNC. Cassie, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Great to be with you.
Great to have you this morning. You know, I just want to go ahead and extend an invitation because October's coming, and in Cardinal land over here, that normally means the playoffs. So we'd like to welcome you to St. Louis and have you come in and watch a baseball game.
I appreciate that. I'll probably be watching a Chiefs game. I don't know if you've heard of that.
You've moved on to football? Is that what you're telling me?
It's football season, Mark.
Thank you for being a good sport, Cassie. We're just poking loose, having a little bit of fun this morning. Thank you. You know, yesterday I watched this news conference at the White House with a smirk on my face, because here I'm seeing Jim Acosta, who, you know, wastes no opportunity to criticize this administration, who's outraged that John Bolton, whose appointment he clearly despised to begin with, is suddenly not with the administration anymore. It doesn't matter what they do, when they do it, CNN and these other mainstream media outlets have to find something wrong with it.
That's right. The day that ends in Y. I mean, can you imagine the editorial meeting in the morning? Okay, how are we going to be outraged today? How are we going to hit the administration and the president today? That's got to be the only objective. But I'm so glad you played that clip from Secretary Pompeo. It has longstanding been the standard and the rule in any administration that you serve at the pleasure of the president. Everyone knows that going into the role. And you do it until it doesn't make any sense anymore, until the objective changes, or until, you know, you go your own ways. That's it. You serve at the pleasure of the president, he asks for your resignation, and you move on. And I think John Bolton knows that. He's served in multiple administrations. And that's all this is. This is a personnel change. The president has already announced that he's got a replacement ready to go. And the world will move on. And leave it to CNN to try and make more of it than what it is.
Yeah, true. You know, I pointed out yesterday that the president's favorite F word is fired. I mean, he did a whole TV show about it. So whether John Bolton was fired officially by the president or asked to resign, at the end of the day, there's going to be a different person filling that role. And it'll be a person that the president feels like he is getting better advice from. I'm assuming there had to be some performance related issue. But every time this happens, it's the end of the world for folks in the media. So I shouldn't be surprised by it, but it's still stuns me sometimes.
I'm with you. And yet we go on and everything's fine and it's not the end of the world. In fact, the world is not only turning, it seems to be doing pretty well.
Yes.
So despite their best efforts to try and make us think otherwise.
Yeah, true. You know, the other when you just talk about media outrage, the other part of it is I loved what Lindsey Graham said yesterday, because they got him on Fox News with Bret Baier. Let's go to Cut 17. And they were asking him about, among other things, the scandal at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
I want to ask you two more questions. One is, there's an investigation now of Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, if he put his finger on the scale and NOAA scientists and the fallout of the Alabama ordeal we dealt with last week. Yeah. What's your thoughts of that?
I could give a crap.
Okay.
I could give a crap, but I don't. That's what Lindsey Graham has to say. And, you know, again, here we are a week after a potentially Category 5 hurricane brushed the coast of the United States, and we're talking about a weather map.
And by the way, he wasn't wrong.
Correct.
Alabama was in some of the models. And so you can imagine whatever that conversation looked like. But again, they made news out of it while people were in harm's way, while, as we know, in the Bahamas, there was incredible destruction and life lost. And yet this is what they chose to focus their time on, a Sharpie drawing. that is why people have lost faith in the media, altogether stopped tuning in. And God bless Lindsey Graham, who now seems to be the voice for all of us, saying what we're all thinking on any number of issues.
Yeah, that's true.
That was a good comment.
And Cassie, I'm going to run out of time here. I got about a minute left. But what is your reaction to the win in North Carolina in both of these races?
Well, not only, of course, we're very excited to have won both the special elections in North Carolina 3-9 last night, but this is what happens when you have a permanent field presence in a state and you're able to answer the call to get the job done in these special elections. That's something that doesn't exist in the Democrat Party today. We don't like to do these too often, but when we do, we're glad when the data and the great grassroots team on the ground get to work and get the job done.
Yeah, it's a great point. Listen, Cassie, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a good week.
And go Chiefs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.